Ah, welcome to my inn, the Carriage Rest Inn, a place where the bard has tales that spin. As our weary travelers struggle to find their role in this world divided with souls that are full. Trust, confusion, loyalty are a greater foe than any arrow sprung from a bow. Who is dark, who is light, a constant battle over who is right. Listen as we begin here at the Carriage Rest Inn.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Carriage Rest Tales. I'm your host and Dungeon Master Mike, and we're doing it a little bit differently again this week. And across from me, we have...
Hey everyone, this is a very nervous Ryan. Just one-on-one with Mike today. I have no idea where this is going to go, so kind of excited, a little scared. Feel like I'm on a job interview.
It is awkward to sit across from each other.
It's like, okay, where's Sam and Nick?
All right, so last we left off with Vimus. He had touched the crown at Black Bay Harbor, and then with the energy explosion, got blasted into the side of the pillar and lost consciousness. Just like what happened to Theron, images flashed into your head. Might be instantaneous, it might have been over decades long. Time's hard to tell. But what images did Vimus see? Vimus, you are in a darkness, floating in a void. Figures soon begin to come into view. Slender, ghostly shapes. Humanoid in shape, but devoid of physical characteristics and faces. At first, the beings are floating around in nothingness, but slowly they drift towards each other into a rough circle. They put their arms out in front of them, and a ball of light appears between them. At first, it's small, like a flickering candle. But over time, it expands and grows, turning into a sphere of molten lava. Over the course of a few heartbeats, or maybe it's years, maybe decades, time has no meaning in this place. The ghostly beings begin alternating, giving their power to this sphere.
One of them gives the power of water, cooling the rock and giving ocean, seas, and lakes. Another uses his power to lift the ocean floor and sculpt the planet from its smooth state to something with character and roughness. Another gives it the green power of forests, weeds, grass, all the flora that fills the world. Another gifts the planet with skies, providing the wind that passes through the trees and makes the grass sway. Another breathes life into the cosmos and makes the stars, the moon, and the sun.
Slowly, one by one, each of the beings take on a more humanoid form, forms familiar to Vimus. These forms then shrink down and descend to the world below, until there is only one being left, one who breathes out life and populates the world with fish, animals, and all the humanoid races of Ivana. It is a wondrous sight, and you feel an overwhelming warmth of joy fill your soul.
You bask in this warm joy as you watch the world below grow and advance. But then resources start growing scarce and the races begin to fight over land. You sense a panic from the lone god, a fear, a regret. The god reaches his hand out and the wind of the world starts to pick up speed, ripping trees from the ground and toppling buildings. A cold sadness of loss fills your soul as the winds die down and the great god reproduces the animals of this world. But this time they add more. They add parasites and disease. Then the world recovers and begins to grow again. You feel the warmth return. But over time, the races advance and learn. They learn to manage the parasites and diseases of the world. And once again, the resources grow scarce and the fighting begins. The warm joy begins to be replaced with cold fear, sadness, and regret. As the god reaches his hand out and the seas begin to churn and hurricanes blanket the planet, drowning entire cities and pulling them into the ocean.
For what feels like an eternity, you witness the god create, observe, destroy. Create, observe, destroy. Over and over again. With each iteration, the warm joy of creation becoming more and more overshadowed by the cold feeling of regret. until at last you feel a swell of power reaching up from the world and mixing with the god. The power causes the cosmos in your very soul to violently shake, tearing itself, building in intensity until you hear a rip as the world split into two parallel worlds of light and darkness. The god, now split into two, fall towards their respective worlds. Your hearing is what first comes back. Through the ringing, you hear the sounds of battle. You then feel the ground around you shaking. You then feel Benson's hot breath on your face. What did you do? And you feel a backhand across your face.
Ooh.
You look up and you see Black Bay Harbor. But it's not the Black Bay Harbor you remember, Gnomus. It's not the Black Bay Harbor Vive remembers, but it's a mix of the two. Some buildings are still standing. Others have fallen into crumbles. But what you do notice with certainty is there are Denoa present. They are fighting the Order of Light. And out in the back of the town, of the city, you hear and see the Colossal scampering through, breaking new buildings that have appeared for him to demolish, searching, ever searching for where he's supposed to go. But Benson grabs you by the collar and pulls you back up. What did you do? How did you do this? Answer me.
I think coming, like, snapping to and seeing Benson, I have definitely some mixed emotions. Like, you know, Benson, I tried to get you to talk to me earlier, and you wouldn't.
He's going to backhand you again. So go ahead and take, I'm just going to roll damage for this one. 3 bludgeoning damage as you feel your lips split open. He's like, how do you fix this? What did you do? We need to restore the pillar. Hold him down. And he's ordering one of his commanders to hold you down. Go ahead and roll a perception check.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. So with your natural 20, you definitely notice that Benson is physically, like, his body is shaking. His eyes have gone pure bloodshot. You see the veins in his neck and forehead pulsing and bulging. You've never seen this rage built up in Benson before.
Keep hitting me and you won't get any answers. I tried to be your friend like we used to be, but your pride got into the way.
He's going to pull you up and, like, look at your face with his right hand. And he's going to be like, my pride doesn't matter. We need to fix this. And
pride does matter, because
he's going to punch you right in the, like, the gut as you drop back down. And he's going to command him to hold you down again.
Are you done? Are you ready to talk now?
Yes, we need to fix this before.
There's no fixing it.
He's going to just wail on you again as you're being held down. Yeah, you're kind of getting ganged up on right now. So 4 bludgeoning damage as your eye starts to swell shut.
I think if you want answers, you need to find Damien, who I tried to tell you is not all he told you he was. He's combined.
Yes, we know he's the traitor. The traitor just like you. And he's going to start punching you again. I'm going to roll 1 more damage just to get I think you get the point that he's very angry. Yeah. He's not really listening. You're starting to, like, even see, I don't know how you would get more enraged than he is, but you've never seen him this angry.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a history check with advantage just because of the visions you had just seen.
Another 20.
Okay.
That'll be my only 2 for the whole session.
So you would remember, and you probably picked it up on already, the spell originally would be taking away all the negative feelings.
Yeah.
So Benson no longer has the spell to rely on, because you know that that has fallen. So his rage is just boiling over.
Benson, do you remember the question I asked you before I...
Will this fix the pillar?
Perhaps. If you find an old lady who dropped a coin and the coin is on the floor, what do you do?
As you start talking about an old lady, he's like, hold his arm out. And you see him pull his axe out. And you see him start trying to, like, line up on your arm. But before he can swing, a very bright light flashes behind Benson as the Harbinger of Creation teleports back to Black Bay Harbor with Damien in tow. The Harbinger, as you're looking at him, is holding his head like he's in agony. Just something looks wrong. He looks haggard. He doesn't look like the holy being that you're used to seeing in the statues and all the pictures and all that stuff. Lord Benson, what is happening? Benson, with his axe in hand, turns around and sees Damien. And you've already seen how raged and infuriated he is, and he just starts right. charging at Damien. You traitor! I'm going to give Gnomus a turn to do anything if he wants to.
Well, let me take a beat and see what I can do.
You're fine.
I don't think I have any.
No, you're good. Just I'm
to,
pausing.
Just to paint the scene again. The worlds are colliding back. Yep. As Gnomus, I would recognize Ivana. As Vibe, I would recognize Dorma. And now the two are overlapping. I'm trying not to pull Kincaid's backstory into this. So
you're good.
I think he's seeing the merging of the two, which is what he thought or what he knew would happen if he combined. Okay. Now he's starting to see Benson in rage. So can he deduce that people are starting to combine here? Like, or is it just the spell? Because I think Gnomus, once he combined with Vive, started feeling that kind of like deceit, vengeance.
Yep.
So I would know that happened because I combined. So am I putting together that people are starting to combine, or the spell is ended and that's just who people naturally are?
I think with your relationship to the professor and the experimentation that you've helped him do, you would know that in the places where there were rifts or where, like when you fell Amberton, for example, the orcs that were there didn't just immediately disappear.
Okay.
So they're probably not forming back together, but more just the emotions are no longer being taken from Benson.
Okay. So for once in his life, he's finally able to
feel rage.
Be him.
Yep.
Who he was always meant to be.
Yep. That's how you would put together. Now, is this good or bad?
Since he almost cut my arm off, I'm thinking it's probably not good. I'm still being held by order members.
Yep. You say there's two order members, one on each arm, and Benson is now, he already unfortunately had his axe in his hand when he saw Damien.
What's Damien, like what's his initial reaction of Benson charging after him?
I would say he's surprised. Like you see the white of his eyes as he lifts his eyebrows up because he did not know that his cover was blown. That's what you see.
Okay. I think the Vive instinct in me with his relationship to the professor would instinctively say, Professor, get out of here.
Okay.
Because I don't think anyone else in this room would know who the professor is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
So kind of like a audible inside, scoop. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to say that with that, you shouted out, but there was a delayed reaction. So I'm going to say that Benson did get a good hit in with his axe and maybe chops. Let's say he just lops off his like left foot or something like that.
Because he's a centaur, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Very savage though. And there was no like warning or request to
it just happened.
To feed into the fact that Benson's just on a rage right now. But then Damien drops, I think it was season 2, he had this little plate thing that he could drop and he could teleport with. But Damien is able to back up with his remaining three hooves, and he casts a spell and teleports someplace. So you did save Damien, which you feel good about. The Harbinger, also hearing for the first time that Damien was a traitor, is a little bit confused. So the Harbinger goes up to touch Benson on the arm to try to get his attention. And in his rage, Benson turns with his axe held high and starts a swinging arc towards the Harbinger. But before he makes contact, you see recognition in Benson's eyes, but it's too late to stop his swing. So you see him just let go of his axe, and it goes hurling off to God knows where. And he immediately goes down to one knee. Forgive me, Your Holiness. And he's waiting for judgment. Finally starting to calm down. You see the veins pulsing slower. His aura's getting a little bit more smaller. The Harbinger looks at him. I suspect this is not your fault, Lord Benson. But I need a report of what happened. Benson will explain that Abakada had discovered that the traitor amongst our midst was Damien, that he was building in weaknesses to the new pillars. And then, unfortunately, Woods Gnomus, he looks over, and I'm assuming my nephew Vaso worked in collusion with Damien and fell the last three pillars, which apparently has caused this chaos to appear. Now the Colossal is here. Black Bay Harbor's, he looks around, is half fallen. I'm not sure what's going on. What is your orders? And the Harbinger's going to look at you, look at Benson, and he's going to say, kill him, then report to my residence. Leave the Colossal to your troops. And then he teleports and disappears. And with that, Benson stands up, grabs a sword out of his sheath, and starts walking towards you.
You know Damien is the one that put us up to this. And he's probably the only one that knows how to fix it.
Thanks for letting me know you don't know how. And then he's going to raise his sword and start a downward arc towards you.
Hey guys, it's Sam. Oh, we are almost done wrapping up season 4 and the entire storyline. We are so excited and thankful that you guys have been on this journey with us. We want to do a bit of a mailbag. If you have questions about the storyline, the world, the podcast, us as players, we would love to answer those for you as a little season finale. Regardless of where you are in the story, if you're starting with season 1 or if you're right with us at season 4, go ahead and send in your questions either on Instagram at CarriageRestTalesD&D or shoot us an email at podcast@CarriageRestTales.com. As always, give us a 5-star review if you haven't done that yet on your favorite podcast platform. Share our podcast with a friend. We are so grateful for all of you as listeners. We cannot thank you enough. We are so excited that you've been on this journey with us, and we can't wait to wrap this story up. I hope you guys enjoy it.
All I can do is cast Thunderclap in hopes I can get free and then run.
Okay. Right before you cast Thunderclap, I need you to roll a d6 for me.
4.
4. As you're starting to say your chant for Thunderclap, you get a tingling feeling, and then all of a sudden you appear on the other side of the Harbinger Square, as you see Benson's sword slash through an Order of Light soldier. And
snap.
The Order of Light soldier just turns into light shards that pool at the ground. You see Benson look very confused, and he's wrapping his head around, and he finally looks over, sees you on the other side of the square, which is maybe 60 feet away now, and he starts closing the distance on you.
I'm running.
You're running?
I'm full sprint. Am I closer to the Colossal now?
Yeah, you'd probably be closer to the Colossal.
I'm running
towards the colossal.
Full sprint to the colossal, yeah.
Okay. So you start working your way towards the colossal. You hear Benson shouting orders. He knows he's not going to be able to close the distance on you, so he is calling for his Order of Light members to make a perimeter. So they are in front of you, so there's going to say two of them are going to close in front of you to try to attack you. I'll let you act first. There's no reason to roll initiative. You're going to go, then I'm going to go. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But two of them, they're hefting spears, like 10-foot-long spears leveled at you, trying to get you to stop or stab you. Those were the orders. Take him alive or dead.
So I'm running full speed. There's two order members
in front of
me. What's to the left or right of me?
I mean, there'd be other Order of Light members. These are the two.
So I'm trying to figure out if I can evade them and keep running to flank them, or if it's these are the two guys I got. And
you would be able to try to turn and run through the crowd. I am going to say you're probably going to run into other members as Benson gets his people aligned. It is chaotic, but Benson still is the commanding officer, so he'll probably be able to direct you. So I would say your goal probably would not be to kill these Order of Light members, but get past them.
Right.
Without spearing yourself.
Okay. I'm going to use my last third level spell slot and cast Hypnotic Pattern.
Okay. What does that do?
You create a twisting pattern of colors that weaves through the air inside a 30-foot cube within range. The pattern appears for a moment and vanishes. Each creature in the area who sees the pattern must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature becomes charmed for the duration. While charmed by the spell, the creature is incapacitated and has a speed of zero. The spell ends for an effective creature if they take any damage or if someone else uses an action to shake the creature out of its stupor.
Okay. I'm assuming you're passing on the two guards in front of you.
I'd cast it like a 30-foot cube above me so that they can see it and whoever's flanking me can see it.
Okay.
Hopefully everyone just stops and then I can bolt past them.
All right. I'll roll Benson's too then. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I know Benson's going to pass, but
actually
he's Benson.
He did not though.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I got a 10, 11, and a 6. So I think they all failed.
Yeah. My spell is a 15.
Perfect. So you see everybody that was pursuing you stop to look up at this hypnotic pattern, and you're able to squeeze by the two guards. And I'll say you even make it outside of the gates of the Harbinger Square. So you're still in Black Bay Harbor, or what remains of Black Bay Harbor, or you're outside the gates working towards the Colossal.
Okay. This is a duration for a minute.
Okay.
So I'm just running as fast as I can.
Get some distance between you before they wake up.
I'd probably say once I've gone like maybe a little over a tenth of a mile, I think I could probably run that in a minute.
I'd say so, yeah.
Probably a little bit more than that. I'm just going to start ducking behind buildings, like zigzagging between buildings, hood up.
And then you might try to go stealth at that point and work
Don't you feel maybe,
like that minute's gone up?
Maybe once I get to, there's like a park.
Okay.
Shadow Park, maybe.
I think it's just to the west or east.
Yeah, so Harbinger Square is right in the middle. So I figured I'd probably make it to here before my spell runs off.
Okay.
And so then I'm just going to start zigzagging.
To those buildings.
Yeah.
All right, that's your plan.
That's my plan.
Go ahead and roll the D6 for me, though.
Four again.
Oregon. So you are running from the Harbinger Square. You turn back to make sure no one's pursuing you. And you start getting that tingly feeling again in your body. And then all of a sudden you run headlong into a wall that was not there ahead of time. You're still outside of Harbinger Square, but you're more south of Harbinger Square when you were trying to work north.
So something keeps pulling me back.
Something keeps moving you around this battlefield, and you're not quite sure what the heck's going on. You're just as confused as you hit this wall.
So I hit a wall running north, and now I'm back more to where I initially encountered Benson.
So order of operations where you were about to get slashed by Benson.
I got teleported.
You got teleported across the square.
To the north.
You saw a Order of Light member where you were at, and then he got slashed. And then you ran, cast the spell to get past all the guards. You were making your way north in Black Bay Harbor. But then you felt that tingly feeling again, and all of a sudden you appeared. Still in Black Bay Harbor, but now south of Harbinger Square. You ran into a wall.
Would I have perceived or noticed the Order member that got slashed? Was that a third? Because there was two guys holding me.
It was a third.
So I'm being swapped.
Yep, being swapped. And as you dust yourself off the ground, you hear and you turn around and you see three kobold creatures have drawn scimitars and are closing in on you.
Like Denoa?
Like Denoa.
Well, crap. I got 13 hit points. I'm running.
You're running? I can't. They're not in melee with you yet, so.
I mean, I'll cast Thunderclap.
Okay.
So whoever's within 5 feet of me must make a constitution saving throw. And I'm just trying to push them back enough.
All right. So I got a non-natural 20, a 14, and a 4. I think one passes. I think your spell saves.
Yeah, 15.
15, yeah. So two of them get flown back and they take some damage.
So they'll take 2d6. That's 2 and 3. So 5 damage.
Okay.
And then I'm just bolting. Like it was like a defensive.
Yep. Made yourself an opening, so now you can run. The kobolds have a run speed of 20, so you're able to easily outpace the one that was left over. He was a little stunned from the shock, so he didn't get an attack of opportunity.
And I'm using I would use my feline agility.
That works.
So in combat, I can use a burst of speed to double my movement.
Okay.
And then I'm going to duck into the nearest building.
Okay. And
try to collect myself.
Okay. Are you going to roll? Are you going to try to hide?
Oh, yeah. All right, definitely.
So go ahead and roll your stealth.
27.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to find a nice, what would be a ruins at this point, and you're starting to realize that half of Black Bay Harbor is the ruins that you're used to seeing in Dorma, and then the other half of Ivana, or the other half of Black Bay Harbor is normally like you would normally see it in Ivana. But there are Denoa everywhere. Order of Light has now spilled out. There's citizens that are panicking as their roofs just disappeared. So it's a very chaotic environment.
Okay.
That's what you get as you're looking out.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a lot of things at once. I think the first thing I would be thinking about is, would I have any idea where Damien would teleport himself to? I know he had the lab.
I think you would know that Damien would teleport to the Iron Mist. He has a lab on the Iron Mist. And when that thought crosses your mind, you remember that the Iron Mist was in progress of getting repaired.
But it was south of here, correct?
Yes, it was south of there. And I think it was a week. You guys did a long rest. So I'm going to say you know the Iron Mist is going to be close. But you don't quite see it yet.
Okay.
And you know that they were planning to come to Black Bay Harbor.
Right. Because I have no idea where Woods is. I have no idea where Vaso is.
Correct.
All I know is that Damien and Corgon are my only allies in this right now.
Yep.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to change my tactic to head south. But before I do, I'm just peeking out of the windows. A, looking for Benson. B, looking for someone who would teleport me.
Okay.
Because this person, it seemed like initially saved my life, but then brought me back here.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
I'm going to say as you're peeking out, trying to look for Benson, you would see a push of Order of Light members stumbling out of the east gate, and you would sense, or you would see Benson's form as part of those.
To the east?
Yep. So they went out the east gates of Harbinger Square.
They're going away from me, though, or coming towards me?
They're heading, well, they just ran out, and you see them making a observation perimeter to kind of look around. So they don't know which way you went, but they know that you're not in the square. So he thinks you just escaped. He doesn't know that you are teleporting around because he was in that hypnotic pattern thing. But as you're feeling that, you're getting this tingling sensation. Go ahead and roll a d6 for me.
Four again.
All right. You are trying to get your bearings, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in a air elemental ship shooting down on Denoa. You're flying around in a ship now.
Okay. Who's in the ship?
You would probably have a couple of Order of Light members in the back manning ballistas of sorts. You recognize, or I think you would remember when Amelia had picked you up, that they had retrofitted a bunch of the air elemental ships to have more offensive capabilities.
Right.
So they are handling these guns that are firing what looks like light shards. So it's a pool of light shards, and they're basically using Shards of the Faithful.
Which we saw from Quentin.
Okay. So they're busy attacking, so they haven't noticed the switch.
Okay, my first instinct is to stealth and try to hide behind a crate, a barrel.
Well, you're the pilot right now.
I'm the pilot.
Yep, you're the pilot.
Okay.
So you could try a stealth, but then the plane's just going to be going whatever course it was going on.
I'm going to look at myself. Do I have fur, or am I like...
You are fur. You're just like your normal self. So I guess you don't have any fur on the bottom half.
But. Well, yeah. Thanks for that reminder. Okay. Holy smokes. Which way are we going now?
You're probably going west, just to take another direction.
I'm fine with west, but I'm going to subtly start turning us south.
Okay. That makes sense. Pretending that you are...
But not like a sharp 90 degrees south, but more like...
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to roll up.
How high up are we?
You were firing down at Denoa, so I'd say you're probably, let's say, 50 feet up.
And how far am I away from the cargo net?
Contraption thing. That would probably be in the middle of the ship, so maybe 20 feet from it. You know, like if you were to unbuckle, grab the cargo net, and jump out the window, is that kind of what you're thinking?
I'm thinking, is there a way I can brace, once I'm heading due south, brace the wheel to stay south while I run to the cargo net or sneak to the cargo net?
I like that idea.
Wait as long as possible before I trigger that thing and shoot down on the cargo net.
Yep, I like that idea. So you're hoping to keep them busy fighting Denoa so they don't see you stealthing.
Correct.
I like that. Go ahead and do it. I think it was animal handling we did for flying. You can have advantage, though, because you do have a flying background.
Yeah. Ooh, glad you gave me advantage. 19.
Okay. Yeah, so you subtly turn it south, and you find probably have an axe or something that you're able to prop up the yoke with, so it will hold its course.
A club. Like you would secure steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
Ye old club.
Ye old club.
Protect your air elemental ships.
So you lock the yoke in place, and then you go ahead and roll your stealth to try to get past these Order of Light members that are manning the guns, so to say.
Not successful.
What'd you roll?
A one.
Okay. They got a 5 and a 9, which is why I was curious.
Okay. I mean, I have a +9 to stealth.
Oh, well, then you did pass.
Okay.
Crit fails are only for attacks. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I was like, oh, crap.
So we'll say that you...
dropped the club. And then.
Yeah, we'll say that you tripped over something and one of the guys, looked up, but you were quick enough on your feet that you ducked behind a locker cabinet. And then he had to go back to fighting Danoa, and you made your way to the cargo net.
Okay. So I'm at the cargo net. I'm ready to, like, pull the lever to escape if I need to.
Okay.
Actually, I think what I would do is I would gradually just start lowering it.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make a noise, right? Like, they're too busy.
I imagine it would make a noise, but not any more than the chaotic
right
outside with them firing weapons and reaching down to grab more shards, and they seem busy.
I think every 15, 20 feet, I'm just gradually, just slowly letting myself down.
Okay.
I think until I see the southern wall.
All right. Go ahead and roll another stealth check as you are doing this. I'm going to roll another wisdom.
16.
Okay. So
I thought it was a one at first. I saw the edge of the seven.
So you are lowering this down, and we'll say it gets to, we'll say you have 30 feet of line out. So it'd be a 20 foot drop after you got to the bottom. And then you hear a, "Hey, what are you doing? We're not supposed to, who are you?"
And then I'm just full
bolting down.
However much further it can go, and then somersaulting off.
Okay, let's say you free fall the last 10 feet. Your agility. So go ahead and roll an acrobatics check to see if you take fall damage or not.
11.
All right, you do not take fall damage. So you do a somersault, and I'm going to have you do, actually, I'll just fire. I was going to say, I'll have you do a dexterity, but I will just do a spear throw. Does a 17 hit your armor class?
It actually meets.
Okay. You're going to take 5 piercing damage as the gladiator that had noticed you launches one of the projectiles at you. But unfortunately for him, the plane is still just going forward, so you get out of range by the time he can shoot again.
Okay. So am I outside of the city wall by now?
I don't think you made it all the way to the city wall, but you were pretty close to the south wall. Let's say you're maybe 3 or 4 blocks.
Okay.
You'll have to get to you either have to climb the wall, or you'll have to, you know, go to the gate. If that makes sense.
I'm not going to the gate because I'm sure it's patrolled. So I think I would go over by the dock side of it.
Okay.
And then try to climb the wall because Bayside is down here. I think that was like a small town or shipping.
It was a small fishing village.
So I can climb the wall and hide in Bayside and try to keep going south.
Try to keep going south. Okay. So you make your way to the wall. You start climbing up the wall. Go ahead and roll a athletics check.
Athletics?
I think that's for climbing. I don't think there's a climb check in 5e.
Yeah. Acrobatics, I think, would be the next closest. But
you can roll either. I'm sure acrobatics works better for you.
Yep, 18.
18. Okay. You get about halfway up the wall, and go ahead and roll a d6. I'm trying to figure out.
6.
Okay. You get about halfway up the wall, and then you start feeling that tingly feeling. And then you get teleported again, and you fall hard since you were about 10, 20 feet up. So you are going to take, I'll just give one fall damage because you weren't expecting this fall. You fall on the floorboards of a building, and the smell of fish immediately fills your nostrils. You hear the waves pounding against the docks. You hear, "Cormant, why? I swear it's like trying to herd catfish. I'm sorry about this, Nomis. Even after we reached our agreement, the god is impossible to work with. Are you all right?" And as you look up, you see a Triton that looks very familiar to you, as you've seen him a couple of times in your past.
30-second timeout.
Yep, you're good.
Okay, because I'm trying not to screw this up. Nomis never met Kincaid.
Nomis met Kincaid, I think, twice. When he rescued you.
But I was like half beaten.
You were half beaten both times.
So it's more like I'm familiar that he's an ally, but I know he's worked with Basso and
yep.
So Woods, because I'm sure they told stories about him.
Yes. So the first time you met him, you were
probably half dead,
getting rescued.
Yeah.
You had just merged. And then you had met him again when he dropped Vaso off.
Okay.
So I think you guys were all together at Cave Town.
But I was still trying to figure out this.
But you were still kind of torn.
Normus thing. Okay. Yep. All right. Kincaid, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to like reach for a dagger. Do I need to be concerned?
No, no. I was sent here to help.
Sent by who?
Well, that's a long story. Well, I think you would know him as Cormet, or is that how I know him? The God of Chaos. He's been hunting me for a while, and we finally came to, I guess, an agreement. He has said that I needed to come to Black Bay Harbor and develop my allies. I didn't see Woods or Vaso here, but I saw you, and I know that you're an ally of them, so I thought, let's save Nomis and work from there.
I know you're a ally of them, and I know you risked everything to save me, so I'm going to like ease up. Sorry for being on edge, but I've had a hell of a day.
I imagine Cormet did not make it any better. I'm sorry about that, but he did get you out. I guess he did fill my request of rescuing you, but I'm sorry. It was probably not the easiest rescue.
I'm alive. What's left of me, I suppose. But my former commander, when I was in the Order, has gone full berserk. And I nearly died at his hands. We need to get out of here. Benson, the commander of the Order of Light, is in full rage. And ever since I collapsed that pillar, he's experiencing rage for the first time.
Mm.
And he doesn't know how to control it.
So we need to direct him someplace. Do you know where he's going?
To save my life, I told him that Damien / the professor, I don't know how much you know, that he had the answer. I don't know if that's true, but I think he's, my guess would try to find Damien.
Okay.
But the colossal, that big thing to the north of us is loose, and the Harbinger of Creation is not doing too well.
And then
it's chaos, which... It sounds like your God is loving right now, so.
Yes. He unfortunately is giddy with laughter. You see him kind of roll his eyes and shake his head. You see him tilt his head to the side and nodding. And he looks at you and says, "So Cormet says I can't leave yet. We need to finish the mission at the Harbinger's estate."
What does that mean?
He says there's something, some remnant of the spell left that needs to be destroyed.
Look, man, I've heard tales about you, no pun intended, but I'm a no match for Benson, a whole platoon of Order of Light, Denoa everywhere. A colossal, aka the Harbinger of Destruction and the Harbinger of Creation, all in the same place. Unless you got some mad healing powers or allies, but I don't know where Woods is. I don't know where Vaso is. The only allies I know that can help us are on a floating ship to the south of us.
So, as part of the agreement, I begrudgingly used Cormet's powers. As much as I hate them, he said I needed an army. And as he says that, you look behind him and you see a bunch of truth seers. But
oh no.
All of the
What did you do?
All of the truth seers have grievous wounds that would have definitely been fatal wounds. And then you see a glowing dagger on Kincaid's hip, which I don't know if Gnomus has any background of what the dagger is, but Kincaid does.
It's not the wooden dagger, right?
It's not the wooden dagger. So it was a...
It was in my backstory of the necromancer zombie thing. Yep. So we got zombie truth seers.
Yes. We got a undead army with us. We have you. Is there anybody else in the city we could rely on?
The only allies I can trust right now are on that floating ship, the Iron Mist, somewhere to the south of us.
Do you know when we can expect them?
I would assume any day.
Okay, so maybe we just...
floating this way. They are the only people I trust at the moment.
Okay, so I guess we need to lay low and continue to collect our allies and go from there.
Would I, having seen Woods, now that I'm like safe, air quotes, mm-hmm. would I recognize any of the cities that Woods or Vasa would have jumped into? You like have, landmarks?
You would have recognized Amberton. Okay. Because you had already been there.
Okay.
So you would recognize that one for sure. Castrum, I still think Gnomus would have an inkling that that was Castrum because of Gnomus's traveling troop. So I imagine you've been to most of the cities and you would normally be performing at the Order of Lights, you know, like chapter. Because okay. That's where the crowds would be and that type of stuff. So I think you would know Woods went to Castrum and Vasa went to Amberton.
Okay. I would tell Kincaid my suspicions, but Woods is different now. She can teleport and do crazy things. So I don't know if she's still in Castrum or if she's teleporting around, but I would think with the worlds combining now that they would maybe head here or to the cave in, was it Cave City? Is that what we called it?
Town.
Cave Town.
As you say that, you remember that before you guys parted, you had discussed meeting in Cave Town.
Okay. So we can either wait here, wait for the Iron Mist, or try to get to Cave Town and recruit Woods and Vasso. Or if you can work out another deal with your God of Chaos to see if he can tell us if they're there or not.
I could maybe see if Cormit could send an emissary, or we could send an emissary to Cave Town, let him know we're here, and then we'll wait here and continue to collect allies.
I mean, that works for me, and because I'm telling you right now, if Benson finds us, I don't think we can take him.
Okay. He's going to turn and say, Klein, Bonnie, we have a mission for you.
And I would know Bonnie, right?
Yep, you know Bonnie. You see her smile at you, but doesn't give you a salute. You sense that she is part of this crew now. We need you to travel to Cave Town and inform them that Gnomus and I are on standby in Black Bay Harbor.
As this story pulls on your soul, in the end, we hope it is full.
Hey guys, it's Mike, your host and Dungeon Master at Carriage Rest Tales. I just want to say thanks for taking the time to listen to our podcast. It really means a lot to us. If you are enjoying the content and you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review. It's really going to help us grow our listenership and be able to reach more people. I also want to give a special thanks to Tabletop Audio for providing the background music for today's episode.